Somebody come get them. They're too old for TikTok.
Hello, and welcome to Too Old for TikTok. It is episode 157, and Catalina and I are together in the same room. It is a monumental occasion. We've never done this before.
We've never.
She's always in Ohio. I'm always in New York, but now we're both in New York. Mm-hmm. And we had such a lovely weekend together. Catalina was a great friend and flew in for my surprise engagement.
Yes. And it was such a surprise. No one knew that anything was going to happen. And it was executed without a hitch.
It was executed without a hitch. I just was sort of on to some things.
Yes. Dina has been saying since last week that she thinks she was getting engaged on Sunday at Coney Island. And if you check the New York Post, she was.
Yes. Well, that was a surprise because we weren't expecting the New York Post to be there, but it was opening day at Coney Island. So that was the front page Metro story, was thrill-seeking Romeo proposes to girlfriend with grandmother's ring.
Now, are you looking forward, after what just happened, to marrying your thrill-seeking Romeo?
Yes. Catalina and I just had an incident with both of our significant others where they were just slightly incompetent with a coffee order and just in generally.
We might be questioning some
– questioning it all.
Some problem-solving skills from the two of them, but – it's fine. Still love that.
Yeah. First, Ben asked if we had ice, which we have an ice maker and an ice machine.
Well, first they got the wrong thing.
Well, yeah.
But and then they didn't go to a second location to purchase the correct thing.
Right. And then Ivan was going to start eating his sandwich, but even I knew the plan was for them to eat sandwiches at the airport later.
But he told me I didn't communicate effectively.
Of course.
Which might be real.
So there might be a lot of background noise, like this rogue siren going on. The boys may walk in at any moment. It's going to just be a great episode of surprises.
We're going with the flow.
We are. And we're going to make it quick because you have to go to the airport.
And if you yell at me for the chair creaking, it's your chair. So it's your fault.
True. True. Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you for that.
Excellent.
Excellent.
What else would you like to unpack a little bit more? Your day yesterday, your engagement, your engagement.
It was beautiful. I feel so happy. I feel so loved. It was my dream as a child.
Was it really?
Proposed to on the cyclone.
Wait, really?
Yeah. I always said the only thing I know about, like, one day if I ever get married, like, that's the proposal I want.
What's funny is I didn't know that. And yet I texted Ben saying you should propose to Dina
because
on the cyclone.
I told you that.
No, you didn't.
Okay.
Okay. But I was thinking, like, what is a special place in New York City for Dina? And one of my ideas was the sea lions at Central Park.
Oh, that is special for me. That's cute. But but Ben's never been there with me before.
Right.
He's been on the cyclone with me before.
Right. Well, that was a second because Ben said, but the cyclone is closed in Q1 2024.
Oh, yes. But it is not opening day. It was his last moment of Q1 2024 to put a ring on it.
When is Q1 over?
Like end of March.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. He made it.
I thought you all were just like going to go to Coney Island and everything was going to be closed and he was going to propose there.
It was opening. Actually, opening day was supposed to be Saturday, but Saturday was torrential downpour. So Sunday was opening day.
Oh, so even the fact that it was opening day was coincidental.
It was like the New York Post like wouldn't have been there other if there was no torrential downpour.
You're famous.
Wow.
And hopefully when you get interviewed later by that other news source, you can drop this podcast.
Yes, we need all the help we can get. Well, actually, this weekend we were at one of my favorite bars. It's a show tune sing-along bar, Marie's Crisis, and we saw a famous TikToker there.
Mm-hmm.
And I was a little inebriated, so I had the balls as I was leaving to go up to her and say, I love your TikToks. I'm not surprised you're here because you know show tunes. Like, a lot of her TikToks are about Broadway. And she was very nice. Loved her names.
Well, now we're not sure.
Well, I think it's...
We think it's Eli, but...
Rallo.
But it could also be Ellie.
But
our friend was saying Eli.
Yes. I think it's Eli
as Rallo. People who went up to her and... That's actually a funny thing about TikTok that you, like, know the person. And you're like, I have no idea what your name is.
Well, what's funny is she used to go by The Jar on TikTok.
Oh, because her thing was... She
the jar,
made, like,
snack
a dessert jar.
Yeah. So that was fun.
That was fun. And, you know, I'm realizing now another time that I came to the city.
Oh, yeah.
We saw that guy.
Yes. The New York Dutch.
Dutch.
You and Ashley saw Dutch.
But I don't know any of these people's usernames. Mm-hmm. So I would have a hard time saying, I would be like, hi, I recognize you from TikTok. I don't actually know what your name is.
Like last week when it took you 20 minutes to remember who Teffy was.
Yeah, we had to actually pause so that I could Google it. One of the most well-known TikTokers.
Yeah. Is there anything else about this, your time in New York that you'd like to share?
No, I've had a lovely time. I've eaten many dumplings. We went on a sort of food tour.
Sort of. As much as you could in the rain.
On Saturday when it was torrential downpouring. I had a bagel this morning at Absolute Bagels, which was delicious.
Well, we talked a big game about chopped sandwiches on the last episode. And
I'm currently looking at the chopped sandwich that I will be eating.
She will be eating later. I had one for lunch earlier without Catalina, and I maintain still love them. Very excited to hear your thoughts, though.
Yeah, we'll see how it is. I wonder if Ivan got the order right.
I'm sure it'll be great either way.
That's true. I am looking at it, though, and I'm thinking, I could probably eat a whole one of those.
Yeah. Oh, that's what I said. I said, like, we could probably eat a whole one.
It's probably for the best that each of us eat half, Ivan and I.
Yeah, and then you'll be hungry when you get home.
Those food options in Columbus, Ohio at 9:30 p.m.
Well,
let's get to it then, because I got to get to LaGuardia.
Got to go to LaGuardia. All right. On my For You page this week, I had a great video by Ash Myers.
People are always so shocked when I tell them I'm the granddaughter of Louis Armstrong, and then they hear me sing, and they're like, oh, okay.
I don't care who you are, where you're from, what
does this remind you of me singing at all?
I mean, a little.
Yeah. When I saw it, I laughed.
So you think you're Louis Armstrong?
No, but I think like I try to impersonate singers and just sound terrible doing it.
I thought that was a pretty good impersonation.
It was good, but you know, it's not a real one.
I don't know. I went to her profile to double check.
You did? Oh, yeah, I clearly knew.
But I also
was
doing my due diligence.
Okay.
As a podcast host.
Okay, good. I'm glad one of us says that. But fun. I love this type of content. Makes me laugh.
Mm-hmm. Nice little jump scare aspect.
Exactly. Catalina, what's been on your For You page?
I got a video about a girl's day in the life after quitting her job.
By It's Exilars.
Dina.
I missed the letter.
It's by Lexilars. It's Lexi Larson.
Oh my god, something's wrong with me.
Evidently.
Okay. Sorry.
Okay.
Hi, my name's Lexi, and I quit my corporate job that was making me sick with anxiety to start my own business. Here's my productive, self-employed morning routine. Turns out if you have anxiety, it doesn't just magically go away when you quit your job. So every morning I let out a primal scream of pure terror when I remember I don't have a steady paycheck anymore and I'm a fucking idiot who willingly gave up a stable job during very uncertain economic times. Then I walk into the kitchen and see what's left of my manic post-gardening activities from last night, where I spent an hour watching videos of people eating the candied fruit called Tongaloo and then spent $40 on DoorDash to get fruit delivered at 10 p.m. so I could make it. If you're wondering why there was a bunch of mascara wands sitting on the counter, you need skewers to put the fruit on, and I couldn't find any at first, so I used the plastic mascara wands as skewers. Did I probably ingest plastic? Yes. Do I care? No, because my brain's already fucked up beyond repair due to the aforementioned anxiety, so a little plastic isn't going to do anything.
I enjoyed her scream of horror as she woke up, but more importantly, so she says, I realized this from after going to It's Lexilar's profile.
Oh, jeez.
After going to user. Creator. Mm-hmm. It's Lexi Larson's profile. Funny content. And she does a lot of what she calls gardening content, which is after she does weed. So I don't know if she like smokes or like eats an edible, whatever. And she'll like show the types of things that she's been doing. And one of the things she's really into that is featured in this video is making these candied grapes, which I guess is a trend.
It's been a trend for a little bit. Yeah, these candied grapes.
And so because of this, yesterday when we were at your bachelorette party.
Nope.
I'm sorry.
Nope. That
whatever we were at. Your engagement party. Your L'Chaim party. Is that like a thing?
I think so. Oh. I don't know.
I didn't know.
Sure.
At your Here's to Life party, Dina's friend Alina, and also my friend Alina, was rattling on to me about how she loves these grapes, these candied grapes, and how they're so delicious. And then she was telling me all the flavors. I guess that her sister saw it on TikTok.
Shayna loves all the TikTok candy food. She also sent me the freeze-dried candy, too.
What's that?
Oh, I thought I told you about the freeze-dried candy. It's literally just like you put Skittles in a freeze dryer and they're a weird consistency.
Are they good? They're just like sort of,
you know, like I like the wrinkly. The Nerds Clusters ones came out really good. But also in the end of the day, I'd rather just have a regular Nerds
Do you have those with you right now? The grapes?
No, I don't. I forgot to take them. Yeah. Well, oops. I'll take them next time.
I think they'll keep, because I don't think there's any ingredients from nature left in those grapes.
Yeah. Well, so it's a sugary coating, but these...
It's a grape, first of all.
And Alina brought them. She got them from a small business. It's a grape. It's frozen coating.
Which already, for me, is a no, because it hurts my teeth to eat a frozen grape. Some people love frozen grapes. They swear by them.
I like them.
I have a hard time with them.
But then there were nerds on the outside stuck to the sugar-coated frozen grape. So they were just extremely hard to eat on your teeth. And you couldn't really suck on them either because they were too big. So... the consistency for me was a miss. I did enjoy the flavor. I love sweet things. So I thought I liked the flavor.
It wasn't something that I would snack on.
Yeah.
It was a candy that I guess it's easy to eat one of because it's a challenge.
True. It is. That's actually good.
Mm-hmm.
The weird thing also were there were just rogue Jolly Ranchers there.
Well, I think some of them were Jolly Rancher flavor. She explained it to me and I was only like half listening. And so
okay,
there was like a Jolly Rancher, there was a nerd, and then there was the other one, which maybe was like sweet and sour or one of the
so we had the Jolly Rancher.
I think we had, although why would the Jolly Rancher be covered in nerds? That's what I want to know.
Don't know.
And then Alina asked me later, she was like, weren't they so good? And I was like, they were interesting. She called me a hater.
Oh my God. We don't hate. It just wasn't our consistency.
It was a wonderful gift for Dina.
Yeah. I was.
And I actually think it was very
on brand
for you. Yeah. You love candy. You love a sugar candy.
I did get cotton candy when I was in Coney Island. My favorite cotton candy.
And it's actually right there.
Right there. Yeah. I've been snacking on it all day. That's cotton candy is more snackable than like the frozen grape.
That is not. You love, and I guess Alina as well, you guys love just like pure
sugar. Yeah, I do.
Which I like it, but I'm more drawn to a chocolate.
I was also talking to my brother yesterday about cereals because we used to eat Rice Krispies cereal and pour plain sugar in the milk. Yeah. Okay.
Or cornflakes.
Yeah, yeah. And you just put sugar in it, like straight
my
up sugar.
My breakfast until I was like 22 years old so was cornflakes, milk, and sugar. Just fucking white sugar.
Yeah, white sugar. Okay, great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like grapefruit sugar.
Emily was
sugar.
Saying she did that as well. Okay.
I think that was like, that was before everyone was like, eat 30 grams of protein in the morning.
Instead of 30 grams of sugar.
I mean, I think it'd still be really good.
Of course it'd be good. It's just not very healthy for a child.
No.
And that's why we all turned up the way we did. Okay, shall we move on to learning on TikTok?
We don't have a learning on TikTok. Oh, so what I'm learning is sorry. Dina doesn't know how to read.
I mean, I famously don't read a lot. Oh, yeah. Sorry, okay. Moving on to
audio trends. So this is actually a parody of an ongoing audio trend. So the ongoing we'll play the parody, and you might recognize it if you're a user of the talk.
And when I'm begging for tips, I feel it.
So you sent this to me and you didn't know this was the trend I was trying to, much like I couldn't remember Teffy's name.
Yeah.
I couldn't remember. I didn't know the name of the song.
Okay. And I hadn't seen it, but I've seen this parody and I've seen a lot of users now use the back in Poughkeepsie.
So the real song is by DJ O. It's called End of Beginning. And actually this DJ O guy is Joe Carey from Stranger Things. So it's like this song that's kind of a random deep cut from an album that he did, went viral.
Oh, and so the Back in Poughkeepsie
is a parody.
And now the Back in Poughkeepsie one, a lot of people are using
as a sound. And
it's very catchy.
Should I do one as When I'm Back in Oswego?
Or When Never. I'm Back in Columbus.
I'll see ya.
Yeah.
I actually love this song. I listened to it like 35 times the other day on repeat. Song. Not the Poughkeepsie version.
That's a great audio trend. I love that.
And then for a hard right turn to TikTok drama, we have, and you're going to have to edit this way down.
Of course.
A salacious story from at Vikino. Oh,
look who can read now, Catalina. Vicky, no secrets.
You guys, I am into some shit now. I am into some deep shit. So I'm not even gonna do no parts. I'm gonna just tell y'all the whole motherfucking story. All right, cool. So I'm married now, you guys. I've been married for 8 years. I have 3 kids with my husband. My husband is now overseas. He's been over there for about 2 years. When he do come home, he probably come home 3 times out of the year. He stay home for maybe two to three weeks at a time. All right, cool. I've been lonely. So I end up cheating on my husband. Yes, I cheated on him. He don't know that I cheated on him. After this video, he gonna know, and I'm in some deep ass shit. But it gets worse than that. It gets worse than the cheating. All right, so I end up going to the bar one night and end up having a one night stand with this guy, and it was amazing. So that one night stand turned into almost an every night stand. But it was just like a sexual relationship. I didn't even really like care to even really get to know the man. It's just, I'm married. So it was just whatever, you know, my husband couldn't do for me at the time. I was messing with this guy.
Okay, so this is a 7-minute video, and let's say I play hopefully 20 seconds of it. But the story takes a lot of turns. So yeah. Let's go through some of them.
So basically, this woman is married to a man who lives abroad. You can gather that he's in the armed forces. And I think he lives in Germany is what she says.
Sure.
So he's stationed in Germany, we're going to say. She has 3 kids with him, but he's only back for like 2 weeks at a time every year. Already, why? Because she could have gone with him. So I'm kind of curious to know in terms of backstory.
In hindsight. But let's get through the rest of the story. So she starts
cheating on him.
She says she needs to fulfill her needs. She starts cheating on him. The man that she is cheating with has a picture of her husband
on his house. And she finds out it's his brother.
And who she knew nothing about. She didn't know that her husband had a brother.
And
that
she's
now sleeping with.
And his brother has an entire other family in Germany. And her kids have been there.
Yeah, so her kids have half siblings,
but they
met
them.
Mother didn't know about.
But
I don't think the kids met.
No, they were like the kids were in the picture. The kids were in the picture.
Her kids were in the picture.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
And that's what makes no sense to me.
Yeah.
And this woman is pregnant by
the brother of her husband, but she didn't know that it was a brother. Also, this whole video, she keeps saying. So her current husband and the husband's brother who she's cheating on the husband with don't know about this yet. She's telling TikTok first, which immediately, like, why? But again, it's things like Risa Tisa has, like, birthed this whole evolution of this, like, long format storytelling.
I think this was already happening beforehand.
But it's more prevalent now.
I liked in the comments how people were saying, does everything just cancel out at this point?
Right. So true. That's a great comment.
Because it's really like
there's so many layers. Mm-hmm. Also, she ends the video by asking TikTok, so guys, what do you think I should do? I mean, that's why the video has so much engagement too.
Right. Yeah, but in my opinion, yeah, like she can't possibly and doesn't seem mad about her husband having another entire family and wife.
Because she's also cheating, but with a member of his family that she didn't know about, which is crazy.
I guess the only person who maybe might be mad is the guy she's cheating with, the brother.
I think probably not. I don't know. Well, I'm sure she'll do a part two with an update.
Yeah. Got to check that one out.
We will.
All right. Moving on. We have actually a pretty large segment on Ivan Talk.
We haven't talked about Ivan Talk in a while. Mm-hmm. Now, Ivan Talk is just a weird side of TikTok talk.
Ivan Talk, I think, is very well summed up in this video by at Hanky Spanky.
Warning PSA, if you're going to send me a meme, don't send me something with a million plus likes. I spend 6 hours a day on this app. Chances are I've already seen it. I want something with 15 likes and no shares featuring some creature from a dark corner of the internet.
So immediately when I saw this video and all our friends saw it, we said, this is just Ivan, because Ivan only wants to see videos that are very not well liked, you know.
Not viral.
Yeah, yeah.
Something weird happening. Mm-hmm. But then Hanky Spanky took it back.
He stitched himself.
I take it back. Please stop sending me and tagging me in these disturbing videos.
Which is hilarious because there are, I don't even want to see the videos he's getting.
He's being sent. I'm sure people are sending him. I mean, but I understand this. As someone who is chronically online, people are always sending me things that I'm like, try harder.
Yeah.
Try harder. Like,
well, like,
don't
funny.
Send me a reel that's a TikTok.
Oh, okay, but this is very different than a reel that's a TikTok. This is like just disturbing videos he's being sent.
I mean,
from,
that's like
the weird
all,
side of TikTok.
So like Claudio, Ivan, and I, that's all we do is send each other disturbing videos.
Right, right. Okay.
But mostly on like recently on Instagram specifically, I've been on like Christian influencer Instagram, mm-hmm. but in a very not just like trad wife trends, like horrifying,
like very religious, strict, not,
like.
Just, like shame. That's what
no,
I'm thinking about.
They're kind of like Christian trends. I'll have to send you an example.
Okay,
I can't
yeah,
think of one right now.
Well, I'm just thinking when I had my elite TikTok news account.
That was weird.
It was weird, but it also like got me because basically it was people pretending to be brands or colors or plants or
Is
spices.
Is it still happening?
I don't think so, actually. Or I haven't really looked.
Honestly, you should have stuck with it because you could be in the creator fund for Elite TikTok.
I am in the creator fund for Elite TikTok. I just haven't posted a video in years.
Oh.
But anyway, that side of TikTok, like my For You page on that account versus my actual account, night and day. I saw some weird stuff on that account. It's the algorithm for you.
It's the algorithm. And so speaking of the algorithm, and this isn't even as weird, I think, as Ivan's stuff normally gets, but there is a video going viral on TikTok right now by at Dong Huan Jin Long.
Why is Dong Hua Jin Long's industrial grade glycine of high quality? Industrial grade glycine produced by Dong Hua Jin Long. Their products stick to strict production standards like FCC, E640, USP, BP, IPI, and JSFA. Both pesticides and non-toxic industrial decarbonizers have a wide range of applications. It's your top choice for quality.
How would you summarize this video?
I feel like when I first see it, this the first thing that comes to my head is just like propaganda video, basically. But I don't know why, because just
I watch a lot of propaganda videos.
It's done in such a way that's just talking at you and showing you in such a factual way. It's like, why? Is it a marketing video?
For me,
is
it was it, like marketing, but it was created by AI.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
And I think propaganda.
I do get a lot of propaganda. I get a lot of North Korean propaganda.
Yeah, this is just a weird video. Wait,
meanwhile, when we're like TikTok, they want to ban TikTok because like of Chinese propaganda or whatever.
Yeah.
But like what's happening on this? We're being sold a pesticide product.
Which no normal person needs. Like, well, I don't
– like why are you – but then again, we talked about when they were advertising for like a private jet. Like no normal person on TikTok is going to buy a private jet.
Right. It's you're getting a glimpse into a world you otherwise wouldn't see unless you have TikTok.
But I think the best part of this video is actually the comment. We have – oh, it's industrial grade glycine.
Wait. Okay. Let me find my favorite comment. I gave little packs of this out as goodie bags at my son's birthday party last weekend.
And then a lot of people just going like, I love Dong Hua Jin Long's industrial grade glycine. But the best part is that they keep responding. So
it
they,
seems like an AI responding to all of them.
Exactly.
Because they say, if
they'll
you
say
have
like,
any needs, please send an email to info@pushyangando.com.
Dao. Or they'll say, my pleasure, please leave your WhatsApp or WeChat. I will give you a solution. But the response is to a person named Hot Dog Barbecue commenting, Dong Hua Jinglong has always been my go-to provider of high quality glycine.
It's This is like the comment section. It's, as Melissa would always say, it's all about the comments.
You always have to be the comment.
Such a field day.
Biggie Cheese writes, I was just wondering why Donghua Jinlong's industrial grade, everyone is spelling it wrong, whatever, industrial grade glycine is of such high quality. And they respond, again, if you're interested, please leave WhatsApp or WeChat and we will contact you soon.
It's so good.
I love it a lot. Actually, when we were getting ready for the wedding and buying stuff, I bought some things on AliExpress. I bought those fans on AliExpress, and I ended up getting WhatsApp messages from like the factory.
Oh.
And it was, you like have a picture on WhatsApp, and it was just this like lone man posing.
To try to sell you more stuff?
No, it was like asking me to clarify things and like checking. No, he was great. But then I felt really bad because when we got home, we were going through all of our purchases, and I saw a purchase from AliExpress from a month that we didn't buy something, so I marked it as fraudulent.
Oh, and
then
wasn't?
He messaged me, and he was like, why did you block the charge?
Oh, no.
So I got to actually have another conversation with that man.
And it seemed to be a human, not like AI.
Oh, robot. It was definitely a That's human. Great. It was that gentleman.
I love that customer service. Okay, last but not least, we have our miscellaneous section. It is a trend going around about couples painting each other, and then there's always this big funny reveal at the end. It's obviously a more visual trend.
Yeah.
But actually, I think it was Melissa who said that, because most of the videos we've seen, when the woman paints the man, it's actually good. Mm-hmm. And the woman's laughing like, ha, 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 like it's going to be really bad.
But they like are pretty good. Yeah.
But when the man paints the woman, it's always just like he makes her look like a creature.
Like an act. Like he didn't even try. I actually think that. Well, I guess he did try, but they're like, wow, does your husband like or partner like even like you?
Yeah. I mean, I would be so bad at this. I'm so bad at drawing. Like, I can't
draw.
I can't draw anything. Drawing. Girl,
drawing. I think that Ivan would do pretty well at
Ivan
this.
Ivan is actually a good artist.
He's like raised by artists. Yeah. Everyone in his family is an artist.
I cannot. Harrison's a great artist. I didn't got that gene.
I think I was like I had some potential when I was a child. I can trace.
Can you trace a picture of Ivan then?
No, you know what I can do? When I used to work as a student teacher one semester in college at this school on 97th Street, which now we were near it this weekend. And yeah. I was like, is this school still here? Huh. Anyway, when I used to work there, the teacher, I think like, I wasn't great with the kids, but she
that's unfortunate.
Shockingly. No, I was great with the kids who like misbehaved. I would enter. She would like always put me with like the children who were disruptive, and I would like sort of like entertain them or whatever.
You were the jester.
I was the court jester, yeah. But one other thing that she would have me do is draw things for whatever like had to be put up in the classroom. Mm-hmm. And if I had to draw something from memory, couldn't do it. Like, tell me to draw an animal from memory. It's going to look insane.
Wow.
But if I could look at a picture, I could like copy it.
Does that mean you're a visual learner and not an auditory learner?
The idea of learning categories like that is actually fake. Fake news. Mm-hmm, it's defunct. It's debunked by – it's actually fake news that is like propagated at the elementary level.
We should stop that then.
I know. Whenever someone's like, I'm a visual learner, I'm like, no, it's fake news.
Fake. Okay.
The idea is that some people have like more of a knack for certain types of like learning acquisition.
Right, which makes
but
sense.
It is different. Actually detrimental to say that the only way that you can learn is through this specific way.
Auditory.
And it's at the level of education research, it's been far and away debunked. But information recall for me.
Not great.
Yeah. Not great.
If I'm looking at something or if I have to paint something from my mind, both terrible.
Like reading?
Yeah. Well, excuse me. You had some reading malfunctions today too.
Ay, ay, ay.
But this has been so fun. We did a quick, nice episode. It's the end
we
of
had a
March.
Quickie.
March has been a great month for TikTok. Let's see what April has. I'm excited. Hopefully,
is our next episode in April?
This one will come out in March, and our next one will be in April.
Wow.
Yeah. So stay tuned.
Are we able to go faster when we're together in person?
I think so. Yeah. We're just more efficient.
Wow.
All right. Please rate, review, subscribe, and see you next time.
Me.